thousands of years ago, a particular bird was a symbol of fertility in ancient Mesopotamia. It wasn't a beautiful swan or a vibrant peacock, but a humble pigeon was touted as the auspicious symbol. They've been war heroes, diligent messengers, loyal companions, and today they're called rats with wings and are hated by many. So what caused the pigeon's downfall in the public eye? How did they go from being associated with goddesses to being viewed as lower than dirt?
When you look at a pigeon, you don't think, oh, here's an animal I could domesticate, you know, and ride around on or use to make cheese or whatever. Like they seem useless to our eyes.
That's Rosemary Mosco, science writer and author of A Pocket Guide to Pigeon Watching, Getting to Know the World's Most Misunderstood Bird.
But that's just because a lot of the reasons why they were domesticated are obsolete. Things become less useful to us. We tend to find them annoying. But I think it's just kind of a combination of they weren't useful anymore, and then we started to fear them because they were in our space.
Pigeons, which are really just in the dove family, were domesticated thousands of years ago for their incredible navigational skills, their meat, and even their companionship. Now, they wander the streets of city centers, shunned by the same creatures that brought them here, us.
They really are, in some senses, a human creation, and they want to be near humans. So they are a lot less troublesome than I think we tend to think they are. They're not an invasive species for the most part. They can occasionally spread disease to native dove species, but usually they just want to stick around the people that domesticated them. So they want to be near people. So they don't invade natural spaces or whatever natural means. They are not as much disease carriers as we tend to fear they are. They're not as destructive as we think they are. That isn't to say that they don't have any negative consequences, but in general, they're just not as much of an issue as we think. And that's partly just because we misunderstand what they are.
In other words, we sort of abandoned these birds that we once bred to live with us and love us.
So when they're in the city, they definitely suffer. You'll see them with foot injuries a lot. They walk on the ground, they injure their feet, they get stuff tangled in their feet. They are a good indicator of lead levels and other toxicity in the city. So they suffer from a lot of, you know, city ills. It's definitely a super complicated issue where it's this creature that was kind of dumped here and then people go, oh, why are they here? And they get annoyed and they're disgusted. And I think arguably we have a responsibility towards them. It's certainly a complicated issue.
But if pigeons have been revered for thousands of years before now, it definitely wasn't always like this. Public opinion on these birds has shifted, and it's shifted fast.
Things really fell apart, at least in the U.S., in the 1960s, because that was around when we got people eating broiler hens a lot more. So they were eating chicken instead of pigeon. They sort of forgot why pigeons were here. People stopped using pigeons as much. They were using, you know, the telegraph and the radio and all this stuff. That was kind of a slow fall from grace for the pigeon. And then around then was the first time that we saw people calling them rats with wings. So in the New York Times, there was this park commissioner, Thomas P. Hoving, who was lumping pigeons in with other perceived social ills, you know, like people with substance abuse problems, unhoused people, and pigeons. And he said, you know, pigeons are these rats with wings. And that was when that kind of catchy meme took off. So I think it was around then, it was around kind of the mid to late 1900s that things were really falling apart for pigeons. So, I mean, when you think about it, that's so recent. Like, that's such a new thing.
Before then, pigeons had important roles in society, most notably as message carriers all the way through World War II. In World War I, pigeons rapidly flew through gunfire and poisonous gas to get help for injured military personnel. Sometimes, these birds saved multiple human lives while sacrificing their own. One particular pigeon, Cher Ami, saved nearly 200 lives by delivering messages during the Battle of Verdun. She had been shot in the chest, one of her legs held on by only a tendon, and she could only see out of one eye. And still, she delivered her message 25 miles away in only 25 minutes. Despite their tremendous heroism, pigeons were dying not just in the process of carrying messages, but also as uninformed troops didn't give the birds the care they needed to survive while they awaited their missions. Still, knowing more of the history of pigeons may not be enough to change people's minds. And Mosco understands that.
Whether or not you like pigeons, and it's honestly okay if you're not a huge fan, I think pigeons show us that we are very good at forgetting history, even recent history. So this is a creature that was beloved, was honestly the property of royalty. You know, the very rich and powerful, and in some cases, you know, the poor were forbidden from having pigeons. You know, this is this creature that was loved and adored and respected for thousands of years. And then, you know, in the past few decades, we started to hate them. I mean, I think it's so important for us to understand the history and context of the nature around us and to not forget a lot of that history, because I think that history can give us more compassion. It can prepare us for what's coming in the future. So I think pigeons at the very least can give us that sense of context. And once we understand, you know, why the things around us are around us, then we just become better people and better nature lovers and better city dwellers. And also they're really funny and cute to watch. So that's also vitally important.
If you see an injured pigeon, you can contact a local wildlife rehabilitator like the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors. And if you want to help in other ways, you can foster or adopt through centers like the Great Lakes Pigeon Rescue. For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.